24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquard Russell here. And real quick, I wanted to do something really special for today's podcast episode. I want to take you behind the scenes to an interview where I speak with a young lady named Keisha, and she talks about some simple strategies that she applied into her business that allowed her to triple her prices, attract more clients, and do it in a way where she was able to cut her work time in half. She gets really, really detailed, breaks down the entire process, and holds nothing back. I know you're going to love this interview. Let's go ahead and jump into it right now for this episode of Results on BS. Let's dive in. Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquard Russell here, and welcome to this quick behind-the-scenes interview with the extraordinary Ms. Keisha White, brand strategist extraordinaire. A lot of really cool stuff. So first off, Keisha, thank you so much for hopping on this quick interview. I know you've got a very busy schedule, so I appreciate you hopping on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. So let's go ahead and just get right into it. So so basically, since we've been working together, it's been really cool to work with you because you're an action taker. And every time we chat, you came in, you was like, all right, what do I do? Gave you some steps, you did the steps, and then we always come back and it's like, all right, here's the tweaks we're gonna make, and here's how we're gonna move forward. And then you immediately go out and implement it. Even if things don't happen as fast as you want them to happen, you still stick to it, you still take action, and that's the reason you're having so much success and so much momentum right now. So before we actually get into the steps that you've actually taken, you know, tell the people who are watching right now, why you're actually doing this. Because, of course, when we're doing business, you know, we talk a lot about the money and things of that nature. But why would you say you're doing this whole thing? And most importantly, what was it like before actually joining the program and us working together? Like, what would you do? What were you already doing online? What was frustrating you? You know, things of that nature.
Yeah. So before I started working with you, so I had taking my business full time like September 2018. So this was like last fall, almost a year ago now. And I was thinking I knew a bit more than I thought I did, I guess, on online marketing. So I just pretty much quit my job. I was kind of frustrated. I was in like different sales jobs and stuff. So I was like, okay, I have 6 months of money saved. And I have these other skills that I had been building on the side for a few years. I had been learning web design on the side in my free time. So I was like, okay, I'm going to just go out there, just try to get clients and take this thing full time and see how it goes. And I did get booked up pretty quick, but my prices were too low. And I didn't know that when I was leaving my day job. I thought it was fine. But once I got into the work in more detail, working with different clients, I was like, okay, I have a lot of steps here in my process to create the kinds of outcomes that I want. So if my prices are staying low like this, this is not going to be sustainable for the long term. So then I started looking into ways to book more premium like web design clients, and had kind of explored other programs with other that designers were teaching. And all they used to talk about was just having a good design process, which I already had. So I was like, I need to know where to find the people. So I was like, I have a process, but how do I get their eyes on me who are actually a good fit for my work? So I was kind of frustrated in the spring because I went through that program and I had done a price increase to like my previous rate was about $2,000, but for, like I said, for the way I designed, $2,000 was way too low because I do brand strategy, brand design, and then the website design. So it takes like 8 weeks. So only $2,000 over whole 8 weeks for all of that. That's definitely not enough. And it was unsustainable. And then I felt like the caliber of people I was getting honestly weren't that great. Like, they would just get a website kind of because they thought that was the first step in their business without having all their business basics in place. So they weren't the best to work with. So I did a price increase to $5,000, like just knowing that I had a great process, but I wasn't getting any people booking the $5,000 rate. And I only pretty much got like one lady who found me through a referral who booked at the $5,000 rate. And I was just getting all these consultations for people that weren't a good fit or just were selling something super cheap. And I don't know, it was just really at an annoying point at that point. And then I remember seeing you talking about the high ticket sales and marketing in a more strategic way, so you can kind of attract the kind of people that you want who can pay the higher rates. So that was what really appealed to me, because I was like, if I'm going to be able to keep doing this full time, I got to figure out how to get people at my $5,000 rate consistently, and then booking them out further in advance so I can have more predictable income. So that was pretty much why.
I love it. So let me ask you this. So what you obviously want to get to the income, but why would you say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this from a business standpoint? What's your big reason why for, getting involved in this entrepreneurial world?
Yeah. Well, I guess my story in the corporate world. So I just ended up there because I didn't really know what I wanted to study when I was young in 18, 19. And I just picked marketing kind of like as a random major because I didn't know what else to pick. And I ended up working in corporate sales, and I never liked any of my jobs. Like, I hated every single job that I had, except the last one I was at, it was a little bit better because it was sales around the entrepreneur marketing software. It was selling Infusionsoft was where I last left. But the rest of them were just like, I don't know, just really super boring. I felt like they didn't really use my strengths. And then I found web design by doing a blog. So I was kind of designing my own website for the blog back in like 2014. And I was like, oh, I kind of like this design stuff. And I had never really thought about design as a career path before. So I started taking like these night classes and went and got a web design certificate and took some classes at General Assembly on visual design and all that. And to me, entrepreneurship, it was just a way to give myself the career opportunity, because I know if I would have been looking for a design job, that probably would have not gone so well. Because I know a lot of times when people look at my resume just to switch from sales over to like marketing, nobody wanted to even hire me for that. So to switch from sales to a designer, I feel like they would have been looking at me crazy. So so I was like, let me just give myself the opportunity. And then plus the flexible lifestyle is what I really wanted with the business as well. I always wanted to be one of those people who can be traveling when you want to travel, making my own schedule, working from different like coffee shops if I want to, or co-work space without having to be in the same stuffy corporate environment every day. Because for me, corporate was a lot of, I don't know, I've had different offices where you're the only Black person and nobody, they're looking at you like, why are you here? And all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm tired of this. I just want to make my own career and do work that uses my strengths that I enjoy. And then I also like working with the clients I work with. They have cool business ideas, and listening to their stories, being able to make them look good through great design is a lot more fulfilling for me too. So.
Got it. I love it. I love it. I totally get it. So you're going to have more freedom and so forth and to kind of do call your own shots.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not begging these people for no more jobs. I'm done. I'm done with that.
I love it. So let me ask you this. Do you remember how you ended up finding me online?
I found you through a podcast, through the Sleep Is for Suckers, I forgot what he called his podcast, but through David's podcast. Yep. And listened to your interview there, because when I was listening to you, I was like, oh my God, I need him to help me. Like, this is exactly, because I wasn't really hearing people say with your message, I guess. Nobody really talks about you. Just everybody's so generic, just like post on Instagram and I don't know, like, and people will come. And I'm like, I need more than that. So since you were talking and you had more than that, I could tell you were smart, because I'm like, I need smart people who know what you're talking about. So I was like, okay, I need to talk to him.
Got it. So from the podcast, it's interesting. I didn't even know that I didn't know that we initially connected on the podcast. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Because a girl I knew, I used to work with, she knew David some kind of way, and we were at an event. This was years ago. And then I started following him and another girl who had a lounge or something. So I still followed them years later, and I saw he had a podcast now. I was like, oh, cool. Let me listen to that. But
nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. That's pretty cool. So what would you say, what would you say that really, I mean, obviously it's a decent investment to work with us. What actually made you take the plunge? So what was it about what you saw and what you heard that attracted you to connect with us and, you know, made you say, okay, let's go ahead and do this?
So I would definitely say I know your case study, I ended up signing up for that and then went through the video. And I was trying to use your strategies myself. I didn't, I was like, okay, this client attraction system, I think I can make one of those like myself. So I started trying to put the steps together a little bit myself. But I was like, okay, I don't know 100% what I'm doing with this kind of thing, with the lead generation, and even with the messaging. It's still nice to have a guide, to have somebody go through it with you. Right. So I was like, I want to really just step it up and make sure I'm on track. And then I always think long-term when I make investments. So I'm like, if I do this now in my first full-time year, I know in my second full-time year, I won't have to deal with all this, and I'll just have the kind of people I want, and I'll be making way more money later. So I was like, let me just get the real knowledge and get this stuff going. So
gotcha. That's actually, so you, and this is your first full-time year as an entrepreneur, right?
Mm-hmm, so it is, yeah.
The cool thing is, like, you're a lot smarter than I was when I first started. Because I was trying to figure it all out on my own. So it took me a few years in before I got smart enough to actually start hiring coaches and things of that nature. So that was a huge advantage for you, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm trying to shorten this learning curve as best as I can, because staying up, clicking through Photoshop and, and WordPress till 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, this ain't gonna work. But anyway.
I love it. So let's talk about some of the steps. So I know you came in, you saw the case study, you heard all the good stuff that we were doing and so forth. What actually, what were some of the steps? So when you came on board, what were some of the steps and things that you did? Because now you're doing, we'll talk about results here in a few. But what were some of the things you did to kind of go from what you were doing to actually now where you kind of keeping your calendar booked out, you're bringing on clients, you're doing your thing, you're hitting your revenue numbers. What were some of the steps you went through?
Yeah, well, the first part that I really loved was just getting super, super clear on the value of what I do as a web designer, because I was just kind of focused on the end result. And then it's, I feel like it's silly for me because I was in sales, so it's like I noticed stuff, but for some reason I didn't translate it to entrepreneurship. And I didn't really think about the value of a website. I kind of was just thinking of it in a consumer mindset, almost like, yeah, it's just there. It's just a website, everybody needs one, just sign up kind of thing. And then maybe selling people on, like, I'm trying to think, what did I used to sell them on? I wasn't as in depth with consultation calls at all. Even like as a coming from sales, I used to just keep it super high level. I wasn't digging deep enough on my sales calls. So just getting clear on the value of the website and the benefits that it has for a client, like making them look better, helping them be positioned as more of an expert and helping them not look like an amateur. Because I guess I used to just look at it and be like, oh, that other design is just ugly. They should know it's ugly. And that they don't need to be walking around with ugly design. But then, of course, a lot of people, they don't translate into that. I feel like they connected more with just them attracting a higher caliber people or them looking like an expert, just the language that connects with my target clients more. So that was, to me, a huge part that we did first. And then the case study has been really great when we put that together, because I used a case study for a previous client who her site definitely didn't make her look like an expert. And she had like 20 years of like coaching and just corporate experience, and she was looking, her website looked really bad. You couldn't even tell what her services were, and it was kind of confusing. So after we did a rebrand, then she was able to have something that was clean and streamlined. You could actually understand what she offered and all of that. So I was able to package that up and show that off in a case study, which I had never really thought about before. I think I just had like a free next level website download, something really shallow. And I feel like anybody could be doing that. So to me, the case study makes me look better than most other web designers, because most people are not going to have a case study. Because I've seen all those little website downloads, like get the website checklist. But
exactly.
Anyway, so now I look different with the case study. And then even the just marketing strategies, just to even on the organic marketing side. Well, I guess both marketing strategies. So the Facebook marketing was good. It's still a little bit testing there, but I'm just kind of keeping my budget low there. But it was still just good to get more exposure out, because even one of my clients was saying in her coaching group, they were seeing my ads and they were talking to her saying, oh, you worked with her? I've been seeing her ads popping up. And then I love the retargeting. That's my favorite part, is the retargeting, because I didn't really know how to do retargeting that well, but I learned it, of course, in the program. So I've been retargeting with a previous client's website, one of those carousel ads, because I feel like that was a cool way to retarget people if they hit my site and didn't sign up yet. So to kind of put some work in their face, to be like, position yourself as an expert with the language that I learned too. So the retargeting has been great, and even organic has been great, because I didn't really do much video. I don't think I did any video. I think I did maybe one or two videos, like when I first quit my job last year for video marketing. And then being in the group, you were talking about doing videos and trying to do them on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, to just build more traction with my audience. Because I didn't think about it like that. I was kind of thinking, since the kind of people I wanted didn't really know me yet, then nobody was going to watch the videos. But turns out a lot of them have been watching the video, and then they will get on the phone with me when I do a consultation like this on Zoom and be like, yeah, I loved your videos. And I feel like they literally are like 60-70% sold already. Absolutely. And then all I have to do is go through the script, because the great sales script that your program provided as well, helps you to really just dig into the pain points and articulate the value for them, and then just really just close the deal. So all of that stuff all combined together is, I feel like, improved my lead generation way more, helped me promote myself way better, because I've been using it, promoting myself on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, but just still with the same principles behind it. Yep. And getting leads from really all three platforms because of that. So
nice. I love it. So perfect. So yeah, I know you got a lot of cool things happening. So let's talk about some results. So like tell the people some, as much as you're willing to share, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously you've increased your prices, you're bringing on clients at your new higher price. What's some kind of results that you're willing to share that's happened since you've been working here? Whether that's revenue or clients or whatever you're willing to share, obviously.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, like I said, before we started working together, I had really just booked one lady at 5,000 because there was really another, but she ended up canceling the project. So I don't count her. So I had only booked like one. And then after we worked together, I was writing it down. I booked six now at the $5,000 rate. And then I think four of them have been still in 2019. And then two, I'm starting to pre-book for January. I probably could have took one more for 2019, but right now I'm kind of more concerned about my setting up 2020 to be more predictable revenue rise. So I was like, I'll just put one in January. So I have two booked already for January, then two like smaller projects for February. So those will total together to be 5K for February on the books already. And then so now my set last spot for February, and it's only December. And so before I was like booking people super last minute. I'm like, oh, you can start next week. Yeah. It's just that kind of thing, because I just needed them to start faster. But now I love that I have my three. I'm working with three right now, which is good for capacity-wise, because I can actually take my time with each person's project, and I don't have to rush. And really, the work is looking better in my opinion, because I'm not like rushing through people's stuff, trying to rush to the next person's. So three that I'm working well with now, two booked January, two smaller ones February, then one more February, then I'll be in March. So I could definitely see the second February spot probably being booked by the end of December, probably. And then another area is my program. So I've walked through your framework as well, because what I love about your framework is that no matter what you want to sell, you can just walk through the same framework again to sell something else. So I was like, okay, I want to package my branding expertise up into like a group program, so I can kind of teach people who may be newer or more on the DIY side, if they're not quite ready for the 5K investment to work with me one-on-one, but they still want a solid like brand strategy and all of that, and know how to present it on a nice website on their own, they can get into that. So I just introduced it, so I sold it at a lower rate, but I only sold that at $997, but got three people though for that. So I'm kind of like building it as I go, so we're doing it week by week. So I just finished my second week this week for that, and then three more weeks, and then I'll have a full branding program that I can sell in January too, and I'm gonna do the regular price and all of that. So just excited that now January got clients booked, gonna have the program ready to go and ready to sell. So I should definitely be on my way towards I feel like going above six figures for sure next year, because I didn't hit that this year. This year I'm probably will end about maybe 65K, but I guess not horrible for your first year. But going into 2020, I'm trying to definitely surpass the six figure mark. So I definitely know this helped me get there for sure. Because without this, I probably would have been back in a day job, honestly. I didn't know how to sell.
I love it. So what would you say? So how you feel? So how you feel? I mean, how you feeling about your results, and how do you feel like the momentum you've already created, how is that going to impact long-term? Like, how are you feeling about everything?
Yeah, well, I'm feeling a lot more stabilized with the business now, because before it was feeling so like, I don't know if it's going to work. I'm like, I'm trying it. But you know how when a business is new, you're just kind of like, I don't know, I'm just going to try it out. Yep. So now I'm feeling just more stable and confident in the business, because I even started back working out this week, because I had neglected all my health stuff. I used to kind of be way more health conscious before entrepreneurship. But I was like, oh my God, I don't know where my clients are coming from, and I'm so busy, and I got to keep marketing, and I got nine projects. And anyway, because I did have up to nine projects at once this year. It was crazy. So, So anyway, so I feel like now I have like time back to actually work out, and I know what clients I have. I only got three right now at a decent rate. Know what I'm have coming up in January. So it just feels more like, okay, this is a real sustainable business, because I'm big on making sure the business is sustainable and I can actually do this long term, and it's not just getting clients in July and then not getting nobody else until September. I don't like it.
So. I love it. So cool. So I won't keep you much longer. So if you have one thing to say to the audience who are listening right now about the process and, you know, the whole thing of us working together and so forth, what would you say? What advice would you give them? What would you say to the audience?
So I would definitely say be willing to learn and then implement fast, because that was kind of my thing. I'm like, if you tell me something to do, I'm like, I'm gonna do it tomorrow because I got places to go. So definitely implement fast, be open-minded to the coaching and to the expertise, because it really does, when you listen to it and you become more clear with your language and your messaging, it makes such a huge difference in how you present yourself. So being clear on the message and taking that is super valuable. And then just being consistent until results come, because like with me, it did take a little bit of time since my business is a little bit newer in the serious mode. I have been promoting stuff online for a while, but I wasn't doing it on a serious level. So just being consistent until you start to see the results come in, because a lot of my results came towards the fall, even though I started the program in the summer. But still, that's not bad. It's still the same year. So so it may not be overnight, but just stay consistent over a few months and keep showing up, keep marketing, keep doing your videos, and you eventually position yourself as an expert at what you do, and you'll see the results come in through that. So
I love it. Now you're just going to accelerate. You're going to have like a quantum leap going into the new year, because you've created all this momentum for the new year. So that's
so awesome. Excited. Congratulations on that. So thank you.
So first off, thank you so much for taking some time to hop on this interview. I want to just say thank you once again. I definitely appreciate you. And for those of you who are listening right now, if you're in a place where you want to get more information about how we can work together, how we can help you grow your business and have a quantum leap, whether you want to get more clients, whether you want to increase your prices, where you want to automate your lead generation process, or if you want your hands on that enrollment script that Keisha was talking about, or the whole retargeting omnipresence process, if you want to talk about how we can help you automate your whole process, scale your business while actually cutting your work time in half, it'll be a link around this video somewhere where you can get more details. Just click on that. And then you can go over, and we mainly work with coaches, consultants, service providers. If you already have something you sell for $3,000 to $10,000 or more, you want to get more clients for it, or you have something that you want to package and you want to add a $3,000 to $10,000 or more offer onto your business, those are typically the clients we work with. So if that sounds like you, and then you want to, you know, hit those specific goals or accomplish those things we just talked about, click the link around here somewhere, below or around here somewhere, click on that, and then you can get all the details there. And looking forward to speaking to you soon. But if nothing else, even if you don't do that and you don't feel like this is a good time, I appreciate you checking out the video, and we'll talk soon.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.